If you want people to spend on you what you are not prepared to spend on yourself, you will never sell that thing. Immediate neediness reduction tips. Straight away, this is the closest I have seen to faking it before you get it. Because it's this weird thing. It's hard to fake for you to not be needy in the sale, but you need it to not be needy in the sale. So here it is. Please write these down. Here's what I recommend you do tomorrow. Number one, learn how to market. If you have, please, I highly recommend doing New Patient Avalanche. I know for a fact that's doubled people's businesses on this call. I have got, I actually mentioned, like, say, Belinda. Belinda's probably in coaching about 2 years now, hey, Belinda. And Belinda just redoes New Patient Avalanche every time I launch it. She's probably done it 5 times. She's on every call. She's done it 5 times, every single time. Double her practice. Investing in property now. It's insane. It's amazing, right? So learn how to market. Why do I say learn how to market? I had a call with an Inner Circle member recently about this. And someone had had abundance before and lost it all. And I said this one thing to them. I said, you're a different beast now, aren't you? Let me ask you this. When you lost it previously, when you had high volume, did you know how to generate new patients? I'm like, nope. Did you know how to do a Facebook ad? Nope. Did you know how to do a talk? Nope. Did you know how to do newsletters, email marketing, reactivation? Nope. You've got skills now. And while I believe that sales is the key to income, marketing is the key to the kingdom. Being able to. Because if you can generate, listen, the person that can generate, marketing will cover up any mistake in any business short term. That means if you have a huge back door and you've got loads of people leaving you, you're going to tie yourself out. But short term, being able to generate new patients is almost the ultimate anti-neediness thing. Because guess what? I'm looking at people on this call. I mean, people on this call who've been generating 100 leads and like 70 new patients, and you know, being able to do that is powerful. Give me a thumbs up if you guys understand that. Yes? Number one, being able to do that. That doesn't mean you have to do it, but having the skill set to do that will change your life, I swear to you. Number two, future visit stats. This is a stat, I believe I invented this. Okay? I don't know, I've never heard of this before. Before I spoke heavily about this. And when I see someone struggling with sales, I will almost always push them towards this first, to fake it, abundance. Future visit stat is this. How many people do you have in your schedule 4 weeks from now, 6 weeks from now? Now, when you look at that and there's 10 people in the diary 4 weeks from now, does that make you feel this or this? How does it make you feel? This or this? Give me a thumbs up. If you look and let's say there's 10 people in your schedule for, yeah, how do you feel less than? You feel needy. I need you all of a sudden. Shit, I've got no one in the diary. I've got no one in the schedule. So from tomorrow, you will change your selling environment, change your life. If you insist, you've had enough. Everybody gets booked out, at least to the first progress exam, from tomorrow. It's just a decision. That's how we do it here. You go to the front desk, I'm going to teach you this. But from tomorrow, that's it. Everybody gets booked to the first progress exam because that's how we do it here. You guys understand, yes? You just have to get to a point where you've had enough. It'll come. So now your job is to work so hard on that when you look at your schedule 4 weeks from now, it is busier than most of your diary was previously in your life. That changes how you feel about it. I don't care what you say, I don't care who you are. If you are working on faith and hope, that people will just show up. And please, please, please let them. But they've always just shown up. Until we have a coronavirus. And then we have, oh shit, then what? You see, where I won during the coronavirus struggle was I already had thousands of people in the diary booked ahead of time, right? So our job was only to maintain momentum. So we just rescheduled. So we didn't even give them an option. By the way, this is a good tip if you go down to lockdown again. But I would say with the uncertainty of potential lockdowns coming, all Wales has gone back into lockdown, with the uncertainty of potential lockdowns coming in, it has never been more important to have people booked ahead of time. Ever in the history of our lives as practitioners. Because this is what you want to be able to do. Hey, I've just moved your entire Listen, you say booked, let's say we locked out for 2 weeks. Doesn't matter because we'll make some up, but don't worry, you're booked out for the next 3 months. It's all good. Now, it's not going to happen again. Really? Something like coronavirus happens every 10 years. For the history of mankind, happens every 10 years. When I say coronavirus, some financial challenge. Anyway, for the history of mankind. And then what's going to happen is, in 10 years' time, everyone's going to be crying again. Robert Kiyosaki has been telling us for 30 years we're going to have some type of massive thing like this. Cool. That's the next one. Number three, raise your prices as soon as possible. Because I don't care what any coach says, they can act like they have all these fancy strategies, fancy marketing strategies, fancy day one, day two strategies. The quickest way with any customer, with any potential client of mine to raise their financial income is to get them to raise their prices. The fastest. Tomorrow, if you haven't raised your prices in the last 6 months, you don't have a choice but to raise your prices before the end of the year. And here's what raising prices is. Now, there's a full strategy for this, which I will teach you. But raising prices is all about fives and tens. So if you're at 73, you are not allowed to go to 75. You're not allowed to raise your prices by less than five. So never ever you're either at 75 or you're at 80. Don't be 72 or 78. Just go, and if you're at 78, you can't go to 80. Go to 85. Right? Just raise your prices, and there's a strategy for that, but I'm just kind of give you some tips right now. Number four, spend what you want people to spend on you. Very important tip. Here's the easiest way for me to justify, because selling is all about justifying to yourself, by the way. Who's the biggest sale? The biggest sale is who? Hello? It's yourself. If you want people to spend on you what you are not prepared to spend on yourself, you will never sell that thing. If you are asking people to spend $1,500 on a care plan and you are not spending $1,500 on yourself, you can forget it. You can forget it. Now, I'm speaking to converted on this call. You understand. How many of you invested to be here today? I'm speaking to the converted. So one of the reason I spend the most, I promise you there are months when I'm over £5,000 a month on mentorship and coaching. There are months when I'm over $5,000 a month on coaching. Why do I do that? Totally to justify me charging my fees. Totally to do that. Do you know how easy it is to ask for a sale of $2,000 or $700 or $800 when I pay way more than that. Way more than that. So it's called congruency. So if you're not spending on your health, what you're asking people to spend on you, you can forget it. And it's the easiest way to raise your sales standards so that when you're in there, you are congruent. So just quickly, I'm going to stop sharing my screen. There's four things I guarantee you will change your selling environment right now. If you've never invested, here's the truth. If you've never invested, but you're asking people to invest in your care plan, you can forget it. You're going to have a tough old time to do it. Then let's go one step further. If they're on maintenance and you are haggling about paying the gym fee of £47, but you're asking them to pay £47 twice a week or twice a month, how many of you realize you're going to have a tough time selling that thing because it's not what you believe? Hello? You guys with me? Give me a thumbs up if you think I'm talking some truth here. So I have a chiropractors who go to another chiropractor down the road and they pay for the adjustment.
just because they want to justify to themselves that people pay for their adjustments. It is a hack. It is a cheat. I do that all the time.